Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The second baseman, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Franklin Gutierrez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Bird. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Owens. Batting second. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting third. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Richard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Donnie Lucy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Owens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Owens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Podsednik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Shoppack and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Owens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Danks fires to first and picks off Gutierrez. 2 outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Uribe hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Danny Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Richard. The throw from Shop Pack and he is out, Cabrera applying the tag. Two outs. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shoppack is hit by the pitch. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shoppack moves to second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera bunts towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. Shoppack moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shoppack scores. Sizemore scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garko strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Hafner moves to second. Franklin Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Hafner moves to third. Peralta moves to second. Lance Broadway now pitching. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Owen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Lucy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Owens is 0 for 1 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shopak is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shopak strikes out. Lucy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shopak out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cabrera is 0-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Die settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome is 0-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Konerko is 0-1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dye is 0-1 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Uribe is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Danny Richar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Richar is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Richar hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hafner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garko is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hafner moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Peralta is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Peralta hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gutierrez is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutierrez strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Michaels is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez is 0-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Lucy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lucy is 0-1 in the game. Lucy hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Owens is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Owens is 0-2 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Blake reaches second base with a double. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shopak strikes out. 1 out. Matt Thornton now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Blake moves to third. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Blake scores. Sizemore moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garko takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore scores. Cabrera moves to third. Hafner moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike MacDougall now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera scores. Hafner moves to third. Garko moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Franklin Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Lucy and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. 1 out. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shopak is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Lucy and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Heath Phillips now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Cabrera moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garko for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Uribe takes first base on ball 4. Danny Richar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Richar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Richar reaches second base with a double. Uribe moves to third. Jenson Lewis now pitching. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Donnie Lucy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lucy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lucy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta strikes out. 1 out. Franklin Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Owens. Gutierrez reaches second base with a double. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Gutierrez moves to third. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Foltz now pitching. Luis Torero pinch hits for Jerry Owens. Luis Torero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Torero takes first base on ball 4. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Podsednik takes first base on ball 4. Torero moves to second. Rafael Perez now pitching. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 3 in the game. Tommy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Terrero moves to third. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Torero now playing center field. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shoppack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Shoppack hits a line drive towards third. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Terrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0-for-3 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Richard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Richard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.